Keaton Gologly with right-hander Noah Syndergaard. Noah, thanks for joining me.
No problem.
Let's start with what you throw.
I throw a fastball, curveball, and changeup.
How are the curveball and changeup coming along?
The changeup's going really well. I feel like that's my second best pitch, and the curveball's still a work in progress, but I feel like it's coming along pretty nicely.
What kind of adjustments have you made on the changeup throughout the course of the season?
Just maintaining arm speed, pretty much.
And is that to try to deceive the opposing hitters with
Yeah,
that?
Definitely.
Tell me a little bit about your curveball. What are you working on it right now?
My curveball is just working on getting on top and maintaining my arm speed and getting out in front, having good velocity on the ball. I mean, right now it's about 70 miles an hour for a pitch. I'd like to get it up to around 79 or 80.
What's the advantage of getting it up to 79 or 80?
In the hitters, I feel like right now they can see the loop coming out of my curveball, but if I get it up, my velocity up, I feel like it's going to be more deception.
Your fastball, you throw very hard in the mid to upper 90s, is that correct?
Correct.
When was the first time you touched 90 miles an hour?
I want to say it was my junior year of high school. We were doing velocity tests for tryouts, and it was, I think I hit, we had three throws. The first two throws were 88, and the third one was 92.
When did you start consistently sitting around the 90 miles an hour?
I mean, going in my senior year, I was just like a college prospect, throwing 89, 90, and then I was pretty content on going to college, and then I guess as my senior year went on, I started throwing harder and harder, like each outing. I mean, I think my first outing in my senior year of high school, I topped at 92, and then each outing after that, I just kept on throwing harder and harder. I don't know, really know what it was.
So it wasn't anything in your diet or anything you were doing in your workouts? It just kind of happened?
Just my high school coach had us long toss quite a bit, and he had us on a good weight program.
Do you still long toss now?
Yeah, definitely. I love long tossing.
Yeah, I've heard there's a lot of discussion about if a guy should long toss or not. What kind of benefits does it give to you?
I just believe long toss is you build bullets in your arm, and you get your arm speed up so you can carry that to the mound.
How often do you long toss?
I just listen to my arm pretty much. Sometimes it's just once every 5 days, or actually twice, because I long toss when I actually start.
So you use that to help warm up?
Mm-hmm.
Does that really loosen things up and kind of get it going?
Yeah, I mean, it makes my arm feel really great on the mound.
Well, how far can you throw the ball?
I haven't really had a distance, but I'd probably say 300 plus feet.
So is that from an idea comparatively on the baseball field? Do you stand at the right field foul line? Where do you have the other guy standing?
Well, sometimes I can get out to left center gap, probably.
So how long have you been long tossing? Was that in high school too?
Yeah, I just really started long tossing my senior year. Our coach was real big on it.
What about Vince Horsman? Does he endorse the long tossing?
Yeah, Vince is a great guy. He just pretty much tells me however my arm feels, just listen to your arm and go from there.
Now let's go back a little bit to high school. When did you start getting some word from pro scouts that you were getting looked at drafted?
I want to say I went to this Texas Scout Association workout and also an area code tryouts, and there were scouts there. And then, but I'd probably say it was November actually. I actually got a call from a scout, and then I kept on getting questionnaires coming in. I just thought that was awesome.
Did you know you were going to be able to go in the first round?
I really had no idea where I was going to go. There was just talk of 1 through 5, and then once the 37th pick was called, I got my agent was called and said they want to take you at 38. So I was like, okay, cool, let's do it.
What was the deciding factor to end up signing with the Blue Jays?
There really wasn't a deciding factor. It's just that I was wanting to get my pro career started as soon as possible.
Do you have any other baseball members in your family that have played baseball or professional baseball at all?
No, my uncle was real big on baseball. I think he coached a few American Legion teams. My dad played in high school, and my family was a big football family, so baseball was kind of new to them.
Did you play football?
I played football in 7th and 8th grade. And just, after middle school, I just stuck to baseball.
What other sports did you play besides football?
Football, basketball, soccer, and baseball.
So did you stop all those about middle school to focus on baseball?
Yeah, I actually started playing soccer when I was 4, and I had to quit when I was 12 because baseball actually got in the way. So I made a decision to stick with baseball, and I'm glad I did it.
Did you play any other positions, or did you just pitch?
In high school, my senior year, I DH'd one game, and I pitched the other games. But other than that, I'd play first or third.
How were you? Were you a power hitter? Were you a guy who just kind of slapped it around?
I was a pretty decent hitter in high school my senior year. hit 9 home runs with about a 4 or something average.
Did you ever have any prospects of possibly playing professionally as a position player, or was it all pitching the whole time?
Well, I was actually going to go to college, play two ways, and then one of the Blue Jay scouts showed up before a game when I wasn't even pitching and just wanted to watch me take BP, so I thought that was weird.
Where were you going to go to college before you signed?
Dallas Baptist.
What were you going to major in?
Probably kinesiology.
What brought you to Dallas Baptist? What really stuck out to you about that?
Just the coaches there were awesome. They guaranteed that my goals were going to become their goals, and my goal was ultimately to become a professional baseball player, and they're just great guys.
Have you followed them since?
Yeah, I'll keep in touch with them every now and then.
Out of all the stops you've made within the Toronto organization, what are some of the big differences between those and Lansing?
I mean, Bluefield was a lot of fun. That's where I started. I mean, I felt like I could get away with a few mistakes up in the zone, and Vancouver is pretty much the same way. But here in Lansing, if you leave a ball up in the zone, they'll hit it a long ways.
What about the facilities? How are those different in Bluefield and Vancouver compared to here?
Bluefield's facilities weren't that great, but, I mean, we had a lot of fun there. We made it work, and we had great team chemistry. And also in Vancouver, we had great team chemistry, made it a lot of fun. But the facilities here in Lansing are a lot better.
What's it like kind of coming up with these guys and being a teammate with a lot of these other guys in Vancouver last year?
I mean, it's great. We're just carrying that team chemistry, that championship team chemistry we had last year, and bringing it to Lansing.
Was it valuable for you to be able to come up to Lansing at the end of last year and pitch here?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I thought it was a great experience. I actually wasn't expecting to actually end in Lansing. I was just content on finishing in Vancouver, so that's what I was set on.
When you're starting or coming out of the bullpen and the piggybacking, what's your routine during the day?
During the day is actually me and Discofani will go to Chipotle for lunch. We always start that routine, and then just hang out, play some video games at the house, depending if we're home or away. And then I'll come to the field, just hang out, listen to music, start stretching around 5:45, getting loose and warmed up. Come out here, long toss if I'm starting. If I'm relieving, I'll just hang out until game time and then just plan my stretch and my throwing accordingly.
So you're not superstitious like some of these other guys?
Not really. I try to stick to my same routine. Other than eating Chipotle before every game, that's pretty much all my superstitions.
Is there a specific meal you get from Chipotle?
Just double white rice, double chicken, black beans, cheese, and the hot sauce.
How did that start? Did you guys both just kind of realize you both like Chipotle?
Man, you can't go wrong with Chipotle. It's nutritious and delicious.
Working with Dee Sclafani, you guys talk about and kind of game plan together before the games?
Not really. We just kind of just go out there and do our own thing. Have our, we have a meeting with Vince talking about the opposing team. Just normally just stick to our game plan, which is pounding down and work off our off speed.
There's one other thing you guys do, and that's you guys scout for the other pitchers and you guys watch your own pitchers behind home plate. Mm-hmm. Is that beneficial for you to be able to go through that, not only see what your teammates are throwing, but also to see the hitters?
Oh, yeah, definitely. When Disco and I are we're behind the home plate charting or in the dugout, we're watching hitter swings to see where their weaknesses are and see where our pitchers are pitching them, see if there's any flaws in their swing.
Yeah, Noah, thanks so much for joining me.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Noah Syndergaard, right-hander for the Lansing Lugnuts. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll have more Lugnuts baseball on Big Country 92.1.